Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now. I'm sorry, did I miss a meeting where Aaron Rodgers' career became like incredibly disappointing and it's just so clear-cut that Eli Manning had a better career? Did I miss that?
Well, you did, and I think one of the interesting parts of this, C.J. Stroud, who was dynamite last year as a rookie, brought the Texans, who I thought were going to stink, took him as far as the Green Bay Packers, divisional round loss. So C.J. Stroud, if I'm a Houston Texan fan, I'm excited that I have C.J. Stroud, okay? I'm not going to sit there and say not. I don't love where he's at, what he's doing. He is giving opinions. He is basically turning into a pundit with Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons has been doing this. I get that you want to build brands. I understand it. Go make your money. I'm all for it. Go for it. But you're weighing in on a lot of topics that a couple of schlubs like us are doing, that Stephen A. and his cast of characters are doing. And I prefer my quarterback more like Jordan Love, where he'll go and do a pod. He'll do, you know, he did the thing with Micah and was breaking down plays and everything else. But he's giving all these opinions. Matthew Stafford would have won 4 rings with the Packers. That was another one of his little gems that he put. So, again, he can do whatever the hell he wants. All I'm saying is I just remember Bill Parcells saying, you don't want a Hollywood quarterback. Tom Brady, for as Hollywood as he is, all he ever talked about is being a great teammate. He said Peyton Manning, same thing. That's where the approach, and I feel like Jordan Love's approach is much more in line with that than doing your own all of that other stuff. So, again, do whatever you want, but that's where the premise, that's the crux of this Aaron Rodgers Eli is coming from C.J. Stroud.
What? It's that Rodgers became this Hollywood draw attention to yourself?
No. Nothing to do with the Aaron Rodgers component to this. I'm just saying C.J. Stroud's going into year two. Uh-huh. He's giving opinions. He's basically doing a lot of punditry work. Like, I'm all for guys going, doing podcasts, talking about their experience and how things are going with their team. But to have to do all this, I mean, this is what sports talk does. This is what all us punditries do. And to just say, well, Eli Manning's career, because he has 2 rings, is that much better than Aaron Rodgers, I would push back vehemently against that. But I saw it on First Take. Get Up this morning. Every one of them. They've kind of forced Dominique Foxworth into saying Aaron Rodgers because everybody else said Eli Manning. And to think that that's the case after the careers that these guys have had seems crazy to me. I get why they say it, but when you look at the longevity and where they're at, Aaron Rodgers is a markedly better quarterback than Eli Manning ever was.
So here's some other context. Eli Manning led the, or was part of, 2 Super Bowl championship teams, right?
What was their record that year? What was his record?
I don't know. I don't think quarterback record is a stat. But the Giants only made the playoffs 4 other times during his tenure, which, again, he spent 16 seasons with the Giants. They made the playoffs 6 times. They did win 2 Super Bowls. Do you know how many playoff games they won in the other 4 years they made the playoffs?
1.
No, 0.
0. Wow.
0. So I get it. 2 Super Bowl titles, greater than 1 Super Bowl title. Don't disagree. But making the postseason only 4 other times and not winning a single game means that, first of all, 10 seasons, you didn't even make the playoffs. And didn't have a chance to go win a Super Bowl. Look, I am not biased.
And you got benched. And you got benched. And they tried to replace. Like, there's. So, this we've had. This is the great sports talk argument. This is what. You know, and I know it's not the kind of sports talk you like doing. I get that. But this hypothesis we've said many times. Would you rather win one championship and stink for 9 years? Or be in the mix? And most people say, give me the championship, until you're 4 years in and you're constantly drafting the top five. So that one championship, and this is where that this is why it's so intriguing of an argument, because we still celebrate the 82 Brewers like they're World Series champs because it's the best we've seen. And that group is still loved in a big way. You never forget those championships. The Bucks championship, will never forget it. You'll never forget the 2010-11 champion, the 96 champion. Those are the teams that live in lore. The Giants have two of those with Eli. And while we all love talking about the journey, and when you're doing it on a daily basis, I get it. But fans, they want to have the confetti hit them too. And Eli has done it more so than Aaron Rodgers.
Twice as much. Two over one.
Which I'm surprised by, and I think most of us think that that just shows you how, you know, it is a team game. But to act as if Aaron Rodgers wasn't a much better quarterback than Eli, you're crazy. And Stroud knows that. But you also look at it and say, well, all that really matters is the championships. And if that's your mindset, Eli Manning, that's how you will answer this question.
So how do you answer this question? I mean, you played with
Who had a better career? Listen, who had a better career? Aaron Rodgers, markedly better.
So if you were a quarterback instead of a right tackle, and I asked you which career you'd want, you'd take Aaron Rodgers with one fewer title.
I would.
I would, too. And apparently that's the clear-cut wrong answer?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can I get Aaron Rodgers' career with Michael Strahan, OCU Mignora, Justin Tuck, and whoever the fourth guy was, as my front four? Can I do that? Like,
no.
This is a team game.
He took too much of the cap. He didn't take enough of a pay cut. He took too much cap.
I get it. He's got more titles, and he made a magnificent throw to Mario Manningham to allow them to win one of those Super Bowls, and David Tyree pinned the ball against his helmet after Eli Manning did one of the greatest escapes of a sack I've ever seen any player do, especially in a clutch moment. He deserves credit for those plays. There is no denying it. But we have to acknowledge that this is a game. This goes back to the quarterback wins as a stat. If we are applying that rule to Eli Manning and we apply it to titles as well as win or loss records, we have to be honest about Eli Manning's career. He's not as good. And more circumstances than just the quarterback's play decide whether you win titles. And does that absolve Aaron Rodgers of his playoff failings when he didn't play well? When he didn't play well in Seattle with a torn calf? Okay, I'll let him with the torn calf. I'll get that. But the fact that they didn't capitalize in 2020 on all the turnovers that they forced against Tom Brady and Rodgers didn't
Okay. That's the big one. But let's not make any mistake about it. And this is the hard part. You can't correlate the two. The Giants' defense, would they have ever given up? They beat the New England Patriots 17-14. In a year, the Patriots scored the most points in the history of the league. Would the Giants' defense have given up a 16-0 lead? No.
No.
They wouldn't have.
No.
Would Eli Manning have made a ton more plays? No. But he did make two critical plays in critical games, and he deserves all the credit in the world. That got him into the Hall of Fame. That's going to get him... That is why he's in the Hall of Fame. His career is not Hall of Fame worthy outside of winning two Super Bowls. And that's crazy to say, but that's the reality. And that's what we're judged on. Quarterbacks are judged on that. That's the part that is, but if you just ask who had a better career, Nobody in their right mind would say Eli Manning's career is better. But his postseason wins? Yeah, two is better than one. Everybody can do that math.
Aaron Rodgers started 21 postseason games. 21. They went to the playoffs in 11 of his 16 years as the starter. As opposed to six in New York with Eli Manning.
Yeah, but I do
chance
think
to have a chance.
Fans would give up those five playoff appearances for another championship. They would. I think Packer fans would too.
I'm sure they would.
And a matter of fact, Jason, the heartbreak is actually even worse. It sounds so counterintuitive, and I disagree with it. I want to have a chance to have a chance, and that's what the organization needs to do, and they've done a really good job of doing that. But we remember those gut-wrenching losses. Would you rather have not been in there? No, I think every player would say I'd rather be in it. But you remember that, and from a fan standpoint, we had this in the early beginnings of our show. It was a heck of a lot easier getting run out of the gym with Ladarius Gunter and what was the guard's name again that played?
LaTroy Guyon playing guard.
LaTroy Guyon finishing up at right guard. Fans accepted and understood that more than the Seattle game, than the Tampa game. And that's the tricky part of this whole deal. Although, when the question is posed, better career, it's not close. But those championships matter. They do.
So here are the Giants' one-loss records during Eli Manning's career year by year. And this is the question I have for you. All these folks that we've had this discussion before on this show too, right? The idea of, well, would you suffer through 10 losing seasons if you were guaranteed a Super Bowl title every decade?
Everybody would say yes, but then at year five, they would say, what the hell's going on?
Right, and that's where I would argue that it's great that Eli Manning won two Super Bowls. And yes, I understand you'd rather have, as a Packers fan, two of them. Would you also rather have 6-10, 11-5, 8-8, 10-6 the year they won the Super Bowl, 12-4 the following year, and then lost in the first round at home, 8-8, 10-6, 9-7, 7-9, 6-10, 6-10. They were 9-7 the year they won their second Super Bowl. That was an interesting year to view, that they went on, they got hot at the right time to go win that 2011 title. 3-13, 5-11, 4-12. I mean, those seasons are brutal for fans. Think about how much people hated the 2022 season when they went 8-9. 4-13, not fun.
Jason,
in the moment.
What do fans remember?
Yeah, they remember.
They remember the gut-wrenching losses and the great championships. They don't remember the 6-10 seasons. They go by the way of the white buffalo real quick in your memory.
Yep.
And I think most fans, while we say it, you're going to live it, you'll enjoy it, you'll understand it. You're going to want to get back, but if you can get over the hump, people are willing to sacrifice a few seasons to do it. I firmly believe that.
A few.
Now, is it 10? What is that number? I know people get very impatient. Very impatient. But if you're telling me Buffalo, if Josh Allen leads them to one Super Bowl and then they lose out, I think Buffalo Bills fans would be fine with that because they've lost four. If they get one, I think everything will be hunky-dory. Mm-hmm. Up in, what is it, mm-hmm. West Orchard or whatever they call that. East Orchard, whatever their park's in.
Western New York. Orchard Park.
Something Orchard.
Yeah, Orchard Park. All right. We'll put a bow on this coming up so we can move on to real discussions of the current Packers. But, Tausch, whose career would you rather have? Jerry Kelly's or Steve Stricker's?
Ooh.
Both pretty good.
Great question. That's a great question. I'm going to have to crunch the numbers, see who won more championships. And I know they'll both be out at the American Family Insurance Championship on Friday. They're probably out there right now, as a matter of fact. Tournament host and defending champion Steve Stricker is out at the American Family Insurance Championship, and it is going on this week. Course is open, and it is started on June 7th, and it goes through June 9th. We'll be out there. The Wilde and Tausch crew will be out there on Friday. Tournament week includes an exciting concert featuring three-time Grammy Award-winning Train on Friday, June 7th at Bree Stevens. Proceeds will support the Steve Stricker American Family Insurance Foundation and the American Family Children's Hospital. Get your tickets today at AmFamChampionship.com. That's AmFamChampionship.com. Jesse, I'm going to go to that concert now, and I need to learn more about Train. I don't know much about him. I'm going to be honest with you. So if we can play a little Train, get me up to date.
Sure,
I appreciate that.
We can do that.
In the next couple of days.
You'll know some of their music. You just don't know it. Well, you'll know
no,
their music.
Actually, I totally understood what you were saying right there. Totally got what you just said.
We'll play some Train next. It's Wilde and Tausch.